That's it.
You hear me now?
Yeah.
Right, okay. So it's okay, Derek, I can handle it.
You can get in the stereo.
Right. Okay, we've read the minutes. Any comments? No comments? No actions needed? Okay, we'll move on to item 5.1.
Chair, it's just the decision notices from last time for noting, unless there's any other comment, but they're just for noting. Sorry, Chair, that's just the other decision notice for noting, 5.2.
Happy to note that as well. And item 5.3. Yeah.
Chair, sorry, 5.3. Chair, this is actually a report which relates to a previous consideration of the local review body regarding the erection of four dwelling houses at land to the south of Hilltown House, Woolmet Dalkeith. The local review body resolved at its meeting in September 2012 to grant planning permissions subject to the prior signing of a legal agreement to secure developer contributions. The legal agreement has not been concluded despite the planning authority repeatedly chasing the applicants to do so. And as a consequence, I'm seeking a steer from the local review body with regard to a course of action. The report outlines a number of potential options for the local review body to consider. I would, however, just remind members on a procedural matter, as procedures are such that it's those members that visit the site can take part in the consideration of an application. Going back to that September 2012 meeting, just to let you know, Councillor Bryant was present, Councillor Baxter was present, Councillor Lisa Beattie were present, and Councillor Derek Milligan were present. So just to bear in mind, it's only those members that were involved in the original consideration that can take part in this one. But if I can just draw you, like I say, on page 22, there's three options, and I was really just asking for a steer, really. I mean, it could be a simple case that decide to just leave it as it was and we'll just put it on a shelf and move on. But like I say, it's been sitting there for 4 years, so just after a steer.
Ian?
Thanks, Jamie. Oddly enough, this is something which, an issue which I've found to be quite sort of contentious with the Cold Hall application, quite topical really, that I understand Scottish Government guidelines are that legal agreement should be entered into within 6 months. I don't know if that's in all cases or just specific ones, because I refer to Cold Hall because I understand that was the case for that one. I just feel that when these applications drag on and there's no progress, then it means that land that could be put to good use isn't being put to good use. It also means that, particularly for the neighbours, there's a certain amount of uncertainty and they don't know when work's going to start, when the disruption's going to happen. And I just feel it's quite inconsiderate, at the very least, if we allow this to drag on. For that reason, I'm minded not to to support option A, but I'm persuadable over whether we should have B or C. It depends on how others feel.
I don't disagree with anything that Ian's just said. I feel quite strongly. We've seen a number of cases like this. The amount of officer time and therefore the public purse that is wasted because people aren't, for whatever reason, attending to their business timiously. Now, it may be they're unable to, rather than they're just being lackadaisical. But for that very reason, and that just put forward by Ian, I'm minded to go for option B, and let's tidy up, move on, and if the land's sitting there and is available for other purposes, it can be properly used, and it could be that there are other potential developers in the offing, perhaps for a different purpose, but this is tying it up, and most of all, for the reasons that Ian has just outlined, while they are not the legal reasons for proposing B, they certainly are affecting my judgment, because I'm well aware how often people in the vicinity of such a site are unable not just to have a sense of stability, but are unable to put their house on the market if they chose. So for all those reasons, I'm proposing option B with an absolute 3-month maximum. And I have to question, are we tied to a 3-month maximum, or could we put that down to just 6 weeks?
Dear Rosie.
Chair, sorry to be rude and interrupt. Just to bear in mind that Councillor Rosie wasn't present when the first time the application.
And you can't speak at all. We're talking about the Hilltown one, Derek. Okay, Derek Milligan, yeah?
Thanks, Chairman. I've got to say, this is the first time I think that something like this has ever came back to us. I understand that the one that's up at the back of Rosewell for the piling was back here. And I'm aware of the answers that were given at the planning committee as to when a decision is actually made or not made. I'm going to be honest, I'm just absolutely not comfortable that even at that stage we were getting the right decision. I would swing for option C, and that's quite simply reinforce the original decision that we had, that the planning consent is granted subject to securing developer contribution. And if they didn't sign it, they simply didn't have planning consent. And I would have thought, unless I'm wrong, and I could be on this, after 5 years that planning consent would fall anyhow, or would deem not to be there any longer, or is that not the case because it's not been granted? But I'm just not comfortable where we actually turn around and say, well, we were going to grant you consent, but we're not any longer because you're not signing that planning. I just think that on an appeal we would get beat on it on every occasion.
Chair, if I just come back on some of those points, just to answer what the one about the five-year time period. Councillor Milligan's sort of final comment on that point was the correct one, which that doesn't actually start until you get your decision notice, so the 5 years hasn't kicked in yet, so the clock's not running with regard to that time period. Like I said at the sort of previous planning committee about the advice on the decision, it is actually when the decision notice is issued, which is when the decision's legally been made. So the LRB or the planning committee or the local review body does have the remit to reconsider it as put before you. I was just thinking, I mean, maybe another option here, an option D, that if you want me to write to them one final time and say, look, if you don't sign it within the next 6 weeks, I'll go back again to the next local review body and then you can consider those options again. But my advice to you is that it is within your remit to pick one of those options if you wish to do so.
My understanding, though, if we do what Derek Milligan said, that would then continue to roll on.
Yeah, I mean, if you went for option C, I'd simply just basically put it on the shelf and just do nothing unless the applicant contacted us. It would just leave it. That was all. I was just getting to the point where officers have been chasing, and I suppose from an officer's point of view, I wasn't going to commit any more resource to that. So we're just going to just leave it.
So we have Ian. You want to say something again, Ian?
I'm a wee bit confused because what you were saying, this option D looked like option B, but with 6 weeks, one cycle rather than 3 months. Is that correct, or have I missed something?
No, sorry, Chair. It's just my use of the language. I suppose in terms of the recommendation, in the opening paragraph, I've made the point, although I've put three options there for you, A, B and C, you could come up with a different one if you wish to do so. And I was just trying to find a compromise between those two different points, as it were, insofar as you don't necessarily need to make a decision today. You could actually defer it a cycle, and in the meantime, I'll chase them up again. But it's just your choice, really. It's just your option, your choices.
Yeah, in the light of that, I think we should bring matters to a head myself, and I'm inclined to second Councillor Beattie's motion that we accept option B.
Derek, do you feel strongly about you? So, okay. Well,
that's option B, yeah. Okay.
Which brings us on to item 5.4.
Thank you, Chair. This report relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the change of use of offices to residential units comprising 5 flatted dwelling houses at 2 Lamb's Pend, Pennycook. The proposal also includes making external alterations to the building comprising cladding the front and side elevations with zinc cladding. That's just at the first floor level, and changing the windows and doors. A planning application for the proposed development was refused on the 2nd of September 2016. A copy of the decision notice and the relevant papers are in your agenda. As you recall, there was a site visit yesterday, and the review is to proceed by way of written submissions. Following today's decision, I will notify the applicants and make the decision available on the case file.
Right, the councillors who are that would you like to say anything? Anybody?
If it's okay. I mean, I live just 50 yards along the road, for, so I don't know if I need to declare an interest. My house is actually on the map on page 26 of 88. I mean, I think anybody that was there yesterday would see it's quite a rundown area. I mean, it's one of the worst bits in Pennycook, to be honest, you consider it's right in the town centre, or what's classed as the town centre. There's a bit of movement there at the moment. I mean, on the map that's there, the building number 12 is actually going to be a tattoo parlour, and it's actually quite a lot of work's been done in there. It's actually looking very good. I've been inside. Number 8's the takeaway, it's lying empty. 12A is currently lying empty as well. You've got the toilets across the road, which is the PC. The building diagonally next to the electric substation, number 1, that's been empty for I guess 10 years. I wouldn't be, at least Derek, eh? It's a pigeon duke it now, so I don't know what's actually going to happen with that. I don't know if I could even maybe do a compulsory purchase at some point to try and tidy it up. But the area's really run down. I know that they've tried to lease the offices out for free and couldn't actually get a tenant for them. And I think they're really kind of what's saying to try and do something with it. When you're out there yesterday, it looks kind of boxed in, but actually the views from upstairs, I've been in the offices for other purposes. The views for the houses when they're there, you can actually see the Pentlands facing up Jackson Street, which is facing the north, and then to the left you can actually get a view of the fields as well. It's because it's an elevated, because they're up the stairs, you've actually got a far better view than where you had for down the stairs. The Railway Tavern, as Derek knows as well, is about £750,000 getting spent on that, the public house that's marked there as well. So the area's actually on the up quite a bit. I think this would add to it. And, you know, colleagues were happy along with the conditions that's been put in on page 24, I'd be happy to see the application going ahead.
Anyone else? Derek?
Yeah, agree with Adam. The only thing I noticed in there was, I mean, I think the planning officer had raised concern about the cladding on the outside, and there was one said about zinc, you know, whether that was a possibility. I don't know what cladding the thought should go on there rather than that. But it seems like the applicant is willing to discuss that. And if that was an issue, is it possible, but perhaps open that and leave it, you know, to the planning officer and maybe discuss it with them. If that's what they think, if there's an issue with that, then that might be a way forward with it. The thing on the parking, to be honest, a lot of the parking in Pennycook, it's illegal anyway in the high street. I mean, I was round there just about the back of 11 today. I was it was a visit on another issue that was in the high street. And I went there with a council officer and we couldn't get parked. And that was the back of 11. And the cars are only supposed to be there for about 45 minutes, you know, and no return within an hour. And it's packed. And it's like that every day. And I think if the offices were let, the folk in the offices, and that's what's happening. It's people in the businesses that are parking there. It's not customers or people who live there. It's actually the shops and the offices themselves. And I know there's a bit there, stating the road safety guy or the parking guy had gone out and saying about the offices that most of them get there by bus and that. But I think most of them are parking, you know. So it probably would be better, actually, if it was houses, to be honest, because they would, if they've got cars, they're going to be away to work, and by the time they come back to the office, folk will be away, you know. So from that respect, I don't see that as an issue, to be honest, and I would second Adams.
Okay, the only thing I didn't understand, Derek, was the cladding. Could you just repeat what you said?
No, there was an issue that the cladding that's in the plans to go on, but actually the applicant's agent or something had mentioned that they were happy and they made an offer to the planning officer to discuss that, and it doesn't look like that's been taken up, and the planning officer didn't visit the site to. So that was an issue I thought might be an addition we could make.
Chairman, if the review body are happy to support the scheme, but a bit of anxiety about the zinc cladding, then I would imagine through negotiation, we must probably end up just keeping it as a render finish, to be honest, and just painting it and freshening it up. Obviously, you'll have to do some repair work because they're going to just upgrade the windows, so you just end up doing that. But if the members aren't keen on the zinc finish, then we'll just look for a render finish.
No, I'm not saying I'm not keen on it. I just thought it might be a way to, you know, discuss and see where they come to it. But if zinc's at the end of it, then fine, it looks all right.
Well, okay, just coming back on that, if the river body are mind to support it, there is a condition proposed on page 24, which was referenced earlier, so that would just pick that up if that was the way the review body were minded to go.
Not to gainsay anything that has just been said on this item, I'm just curious, did the officers ever get a sense of why there was this aspiration to zinc clad the building? Just curiosity, indulge me.
Okay, so that's Derek and Adam. Everybody else happy? Oh, sorry, Derek.
I'm quite happy with what's been proposed here. It's just for continuity and procedure, keeping in mind that Derek was just dealt he couldn't take any part in his application for Hull Ed because he wasn't on the site visit, Chair. Unfortunately, he wasn't on the site visit yesterday. So for continuity, how does that sort of work?
Interesting point.
We have just to clarify that point, we have been advising Councillor Bright at that point, and although Councillor Bright is chairing the meeting, he's neither going to vote or make any representation for or against any proposal, so he's just simply chairing the meeting. Yeah, but we've picked up on
that. Lisa?
I'm happy to take Councillor Rosie's position in this, if that would be helpful, since I was on the site visit, and put forward those statements as iterated by both Councillor Montgomery and Councillor Rosie.
Okay.
Yeah, just to say I have no dissent at all with what's been said. When I read the papers beforehand, I had some concerns about the parking, but then when you look at situations like the centre of Bonnyrigg, the council flats there, I think that's a much bigger issue as regards parking than these few flats in the centre. And it's quite good to have more people living close to good bus services, so I don't really have any issues with that. And then on the cladding, I really agree with the other points that have been made.
Thanks. Just on the parking, I mean, as I say, I live in the centre there in Jackson Street, and if you go back in the middle of the afternoon, you kind of get parked for love nor money. But it's not the businesses and the shops that are causing the problem. It's folk coming up for the borders and dumping their cars all day and jumping on the bus for £1.50. If people stay in Edinburgh, it's £4.80 single, and you get a £1.50 fare for Pennycook. So why would you not dump your car? £1.60 now, but why would you not? I've got a pass now, so I don't know. But why would you not dump your car there and actually get the bus in? I mean, and that's part of the problem. And there are a lot of folk for just doing that every day, not just that street, right, all the streets round about. So this isn't causing the problem. That's the biggest part of it. So
in the road, and you've got to drive 5 miles. You can get one bus. Aye, when you can get 5 or 6 buses in Pennycook, it's a no-brainer, and that's what happens. And Adam's right, his street's worse.
Chair, just one other point, just reference to page 25, as well as the condition in there, there is reference to the requirement for developer contributions. Is it okay to take that as well, then, in terms of the application? Okay. So just be clear, that's grant subject to the conditions and the requirement for legal agreement as per the report. Okay.
Item 5.5.
Thank you, Chair. This is a report which relates to a review submitted regarding an application for the subdivision of a single dwelling house to form two dwelling houses, and there's an associated alterations and extensions, and this is at Grangedale Lodge, Pennycook. A plan application for the proposed development was refused on the 16th of August 2016. Again, a copy of the decision notice and the relevant paperwork is before you in the agenda. There was a site visit yesterday, and you'll recall it involved the demolition of the existing garages and a replacement there with a building, single-storey rectangular building to form a new dwelling house. The review is to proceed by way of written submissions, and again, following today's decision, a decision notice will be issued and made available in the electronic case file.
Anybody want to make a comment or say anything? Elisa?
Thanks, Chair. I don't have a problem with this proposal at all. I can see the problem that it confounds the policy of development in the countryside, but in terms of improving the potential of living accommodation, much needed in Midlothian, and particularly in this kind of location, I have absolutely no problem with the proposals, and I'm happy to hear from colleagues, but in principle, I'm happy to propose that we accept the appeal and let them get on with it.
Thanks, Lisa. Ian?
Thank you, Chair. I tend to disagree on this one. One of the reasons for the planners opposing it was its development in the countryside. This is in the countryside, and that was one reason we went on the site visit to see how rural it was, and I found it was quite rural. And I wasn't convinced that the new property was going to be used for agricultural or rural purposes. I wasn't entirely convinced that it would enhance the surroundings. I think if there'd been a proposal which was much more in keeping with the kind of architecture locally, then I may have been persuaded, but I'm afraid I'm going to side with the planners on this one.
Adam?
Thanks, Chair. This is my word as well, believe it or not. Although it's in the middle of nowhere. I mean, I think what they're putting forward, I agree with Lisa, it's actually very similar to what's there. It's just a wee bit bigger, and it would actually be glad to form it into accommodation. Yeah, I wouldn't have a problem with either. I mean, you don't even see it for the road. I was saying yesterday when we were out, I got trouble that road most mornings with my dog up to Flotterson, and that's the first time I've actually been in and seen the place. I didn't even know what it looked like, because you don't see it for the road, and it's very, very well screened. And I take the point Ian's making, but I think sometimes it's the guidelines are no set in stone, and I think you sometimes have a wee bit more flexibility. And in terms of this, I wouldn't have a problem with either. I'd agree with Councillor Beatty on it. So.
Yeah, I mean, I've done that. I mean, I don't see it as being any further detrimental than what's already there. Might not enhance it by much, but I don't see it being detrimental. And as Adam has said, it is hidden a bit. I mean, I think the other thing is, it's... I'm not too bothered. The fact that it's going to be there's two houses going to be there, and one, and actually what they're talking about is a dual sort of thing, and it could be tourists in that, which we're trying to get into Midlothian. So there's a plus point there. It might not be agricultural land or workers or whatever, but it could be tourists, or it could be much needed accommodation for them. And to be honest, where it's situated isn't that bad. We're saying the country, but it's about, I would reckon, it's less than half a mile up to actually a bus route, which is the Dumfries to Edinburgh bus route. And so there's buses, there's public transport within close proximity to it, if that's what anyone moving there wanted. So I would support Lisa and Adam on it.
All right, Derek.
Yeah, Chairman, I'm quite happy with Lisa's motion. The reality is it's an existing building that's going to be slightly extended and then subdivided It's no flow, it's a brand new building that's going to appear as part, you see, an existing building. And I think it's, I do take the point Ian makes, but I think it's where the public look at us and say, you're building thousands of houses out in the countryside and you come in and stop one wee subdivision here. If you want to look in the areas that we're having to take houses in now, that quite clearly is, and hundreds if not thousands in the countryside. So on this occasion I'm quite happy to support the motion and proposal.
Okay, that's 4-4-1 against Ian, I'm sorry. So,
Chair, can I just draw your attention to the conditions on page 66 and 67. Are those acceptable to the members? The first one relates to just agreeing the materials prior to the building. The other one's about making sure a hedge is planted between. If you remember, it's quite open at the back, so it's just giving them a bit of privacy between the two properties at the back. If that's okay. Yeah, okay.